For adults, the ban is only on texting. But the new law says for 16 and 17-year-old drivers, there's a ban on all handheld electronic devices.
That means no cell phone, no texting, no laptop, video game, iPad, tablets, even if they're sitting at a red light.
That's Jeff Dutton with the Ohio Department of Public Safety. The agency is trying to educate Ohioans about the new law. So are the AAA auto clubs. Kimberly Schwinn speaks for some of them.
Ohio is actually the first state to enact a full handheld wireless ban for teens. So we have the strongest law for teens in the country.
Schwinn says there is some logic behind the new law cracking down harder on novice drivers than it does on adults. Teen motorists as a group are the most dangerous.
Teens make up just 7% of the driving population but are involved in 20% of the crashes.
That's why the anti-texting law is tougher on teens in three ways. First, they're not allowed to use any handheld electronic devices while behind the wheel. Second, police will be allowed to pull over and ticket teens just for texting. And third, the punishment for 16- and 17-year-old texting motorists will be tougher. In addition to a ticket for $150, they'll face 60-day license suspensions. To drive home the details of the new law, especially on teens, the Public Safety Department, the Highway Patrol, and others are now staging school assemblies. One highlight, an emotional video with personal stories of people involved in crashes caused by drivers who were texting. In one clip, a teenage boy who's now physically and mentally disabled speaks. He'd been a passenger in a car driven by another boy who was texting and ran off the road. The surviving passenger had his head slammed into a tree.
I used to be able to go for walks, run around town by myself. I used to have a job. I was normal. And all this, I cannot do anymore because they had the text.
At some school assemblies, the students are urged to get into a special car and put on glasses that simulate a driving experience. Then they're told to type a simple text. Here's sophomore Lael Alexander.
There's a guy on a motorcycle, and there's cars up ahead.
At the intersection, continue straight.
I was trying to send a text, and I ran into a tree.
After the assemblies, the students are urged to sign a pledge they'll obey the new law. But how many of them will obey it? Here's Lael's prediction, which is shared by a fellow student, McKenna Moore.
I think it's kind of like 50-50, because you have kids who care and you have kids who don't care. I don't think it's a big deal, but you can die from that.
Teenagers don't think that anyone can tell them what to do, and we think we know what's best, but I don't think we do.
Perhaps teen drivers might obey the law more if they have a quick way of responding to text messages automatically, hands-free, without it interfering with their driving. That's what AT&T, a wireless provider, is hoping. David Candle speaks for the company, and he's on hand at some school assemblies to tell students about a free app.
And Drive Mode will let the people that text you know that you are driving, and you will respond to them a little bit later.
For the next 6 months, violators of Ohio's new texting ban will get only warnings from police. But early next year, the grace period ends, and violators, teens and adults alike, will start to get traffic tickets. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.